This is the Word of God from the Household of David Church. It is a message designed to raise men after God's own heart. Listen and be blessed.
Hallelujah. Okay. Psalm 20. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend. God will defend you. And maybe this is what you call this, because I want to begin to talk about the ministry of men. But I want to come from the angle of God using men to defend you. He said, may the name of the Lord God of Jacob defend you. You need to be defended. And there are two stories I will show you this morning. It's supposed to be a brief service. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. And verse 3 says, verse 2, send you help from sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. At times we teach, but at times we preach as we are led prophetically. I don't think I'll do much of teaching this morning, even though I have very short time. Then I think I'm just going to speak as I'm inspired by the Spirit from what the Lord is saying. The first announcement I want to make today from this scripture before we go further is that get ready for an unusual visitors. Unusual visitor. For some, it will be visitors. Some, it will be visitor. It doesn't matter. It's as the Father has planned it to be. Now, if you are David, there must be a time that Samuel must come to your house to anoint you. It is then that your name is announced in the palace. Are you getting what I'm saying? David was on his own, and Samuel came, and then Samuel anointed him. He was not even at home per se when Samuel came. But the Lord, we have talked a bit before about every tongue that rises against in judgments. The Bible says every tongue that rises against in judgment, you shall condemn. So men speak to kill, to destroy, because death and life, Proverbs 18:21, are in the power of the tongue. And when people speak in a certain way, it can hinder what God wants to do or the blessings of a man's life. We can go into examples of how people spoke. You know, Zuke Mandia Kasia. May the name of the God of Jacob again defend you. That day, maybe you have never observed, the king himself had no personal offense about what Queen Vashti did. In Esther chapter 1, the king asked Vashti to come. Can you sit for a while? I hope the temple won't cool down, that you are sitting down. Every amen counts this morning. Yeah. Hallelujah. When Vashti was told to come to the palace, and the king said, I cannot have the queen and display your beauty to the people, and she refused to come because she was doing her own party. The king was angry, but the king did not take any decision. But as the chiefs gathered, they began to say, sir, what Vashti did will cause insurrection in this kingdom. Women will begin to rebel. All of them calculated and decided and determined Vashti's judgment, and the king was quiet. You almost notice that there was still a kind of connection between the king and Vashti. But the priest said, no, this is the law made it. Now, this is the funny thing. How come nobody spoke for Vashti? Not one chief. There were many of them, Memucan and all those funny names. None of them said that, excuse me, sir, but this is the first time she's offending you. Can we just leave her or correct her? Nobody. Everybody says she must be dealt with. May the name of the God of Jacob. You begin to understand where I'm going the while. Even though I was so stubborn, we continue as Lord grants us grace. You are aware? So The way men gather and say things that can hinder progress, God also uses men to speak to promote. Because somehow, God works with men. Satan also works with men. As a matter of fact, in Ephesians chapter 4, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and he gave gift unto men. And the gift he gave unto men, you expect gifts like, you know, the gift he gave unto men were men themselves. He said he gave some to the apostle, some prophet, some evangelist, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saint. So God himself does not perfect the saint directly. He perfects the saint through the gift of men he has given. Because God reckons with men. Hosea 12:13, by a prophet, God brought Israel out of Egypt, not by himself, and by a prophet, he sustained Israel. See, this ministry of man is a serious issue, and where I'm going to deal with is the reason for intercession at all times. Before I go into men that people spoke for, remember, just take it here and there. Remember, as soon as they saw Joseph, their first disposition was to kill him. Here comes a dreamer. Let us kill him. Then God used one of them to say that, why are we killing him? Throw him inside this pit and sell him. When they said they could have killed the boy, but God entered their realm and made one of them to say that, no, don't let us kill him. You see, in ordinary conversation every day, if you are discerning, you will hear Satan and you will hear God. Satan pushing agenda through people, God pushing agenda through people. One fascinating story. Are you aware that Solomon did not become king? He didn't get involved in the process that made him a king. 1 Kings chapter 1. You know, Adonijah failed to be king. And he gathered 1,000 men, 100 men, and they were running ahead of him. And he was, and David said nothing. Zuke mahasta lavanda. I see hanging blessings dropping this week. Decisions. I have seen a man return to his family. I would abandon them for years because he ran into a friend and the friend made him understand the foolishness of his action. After years of saying to this woman, I don't want to see you again, he was in an eatery. By the time the friend was through with him, he picked his phone and he started crying and he called the wife and reconnected. God using men to speak. Now, the wife was not there. She didn't know that guy. This says you cannot orchestrate them. There are things that only God can do. Probably, Adonijah was born after Absalom. Absalom was the most handsome of David's children. And Adonijah was born after him. Because of the way and under condition which Absalom died, David loved Absalom so much. David preferred to die than for Absalom to live. And Joab told him that if all of us died in that battle and your son lived, you would have preferred that. And David did not say no. So Adonijah will remind him of Absalom. And the guy started saying that I will be king. And he started riding horses and enjoying life around. Look at, let's go. Next verse. Verse 2. Start from the story of Adonijah. 1 Kings chapter 1. Hallelujah. They go down after they look for a girl. That was how they knew that David was really old. They got him a beautiful girl to be massaging him and he didn't sleep with her. So they said, this man is actually old. Because even from the window, he saw one. He goes, so, you know, people around you will know your weakness. So men around you, they knew. So when they said the king is old, they said, let's test how old he is. So they got Abishag, a very beautiful girl. And they said, king, let her be nursing you. And after 1 year, all of them say, actually, Baba is old. Hallelujah. Go to verse 6. Let's start from verse 4. Amen. Now, the damsel was born, the king did not know. Adam and the king had no intercourse with that. Next verse. Then Adonijah, the son of Egit, exalted himself, saying, I will. And he prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. You see, God has a way of staging his own coup. There's a divine coup. And it will happen. On your behalf this week, heaven will arrange a palace kuhaya. Adonijah, the son of Iggy, exalted himself. Now, he got 50 men to run before him, and horsemen and chariots. Now, look at the next verse. His father had not displeased him at any time, saying, what are... That means David said nothing. Why are you running around with entourage? He didn't say so. That means in the heart of David, somehow he was not opposed to Adonijah being king. What I'm sharing this morning is a double-edged sword. Because there are mouths that God will silence. And there are mouths that God will turn up the volume for your sake. And the Bible says why David was quiet. Probably this is the reason. He was a very godly man. His mother bare him after Absalom. Absalom was an epitome of beauty or handsomeness. Next verse. And he conferred with Joab. Look at conspiracy. Joab was the commander-in-chief. When you have commander-in-chief by your side, imagine the commander-in-chief following somebody to church today. The number of soldiers we see on this, you will think, what? When Colonel Moyo came to preach for us, Colonel, the number of soldiers he brought, people on Tony Street thought that there was a war or something like that. How to be guided is good. And when he finished preaching, it was where is a service. And then tonight, he told me that I'm still going back to Jebu day tonight. And I want to say, sir, is this safe? He just laughed. I said, go and look outside. That any armed robber, where they born well. When you see 12 soldiers, they came in their truck. And you will have to be an extraordinary armed robber to want to stop that kind of, that's suicide. So when I said, sir, you are going to Jebu day tonight. I said, is this safe? He just smiled and he didn't answer. So when I escorted him out and I saw the soldier, I said, no, you are safe. Hallelujah. When such people, when they are coming, robbers will clear for their own safety. Hallelujah. You see, if there is an explosion, even madman will run away. There is something. He conferred with Joab and with Abiathar. That was a priest. Do you know this Abiathar? This was the guy that David took as a young boy because Saul killed his whole family. And David said that I caused the death of your family. When David entered the temple and he took bread that he was not supposed to eat, it was the father of Abiathar that gave him the bread and gave him salt. And when Saul went there and killed 85 priests in one day. Abiathar was a small boy that was outside the vicinity and saw how they massacred father, mother, and the siblings. And he ran to go and meet. And David said that, now me cause the death of your parents. He said, now stay with me. You only die if I die. But you see, unfortunately, curses don't recognize good people. You know the origin of his story? Why were the parents killed self? When Saul said, all of you line up, he said, David came here, you gave him Saul of Goliath, you are part of the conspiracy. Again, and the priest, Ahimelech, protested. He said, sir, you know that's not true, with all due respect, king. You have always sent David to me. I don't know of any fallout between you and David. I'm just hearing for the first time. I didn't know when he came here that he had fled from the palace. I didn't know. The way the guy was talking, Saul knew that he was saying the truth. That he didn't know anything. But Saul still killed him. Why? Because of Eli. When Eli's sons were raping women in the temple and stealing offering, the Lord placed a curse. He said, nobody will grow old in your family. They will die in their prime. And he said, the one that will not die will be sacked from office. So, Abiathar's parents died like that. But he himself, look, the curse of the curseless. Why did this happen? If we had time, I would have shown that there were two priests. How come Adonijah did not call the other one? It was Abiathar he called. And Abiathar joined him. At the end of the day, when Solomon became, Solomon fired him. Just like God said to Eli, that anyone that will not die will be fired from office. Solomon fired this guy. Solomon said to him that, Abiathar, for supporting my brother Adonijah, I would have killed you. He said, but I remember that you started young, my father. You suffered my father. He said, no, I can't kill you. When my father fled from Absalom to the forest, you were there carrying the airport. I can't kill you. He said, but you know what? You committed treason. You are fired. Causes don't end by themselves. They must be ended by higher authority. Anyway, the guy is not our focus today. And they follow Adonijah and helped him. Next verse. But Zadok the priest, Benaiah, can you see the other priest? Go back to the previous verse. So Abiathar was a priest. The Bible says, and with Abiathar the priest. Now verse 8, this is another priest. For some reasons, Adonijah did not call this one. But Zadok the priest, Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan the prophet, and Shimei, and Reuel, these were mighty men of David. They were not with Adonijah. He did not invite them. Next verse. Adonijah slew sheep and oxen and cattle by the stone of Zoheleth, which is by Erogel, and called his brethren and the king's sons, all of them merry men, started verse 10. But Nathan the prophet and Benaiah and the mighty men and Solomon his brother, he called not. He called every other person. They think you are not in some leagues. Hallelujah. Pastor Lake Adeboye said something when he ministered that day. He made a powerful altar call. So many people gave their life to Christ. Then he said, can you imagine? My name was not on the list of ministers to minister. But somehow I am here ministering powerfully. Men and brethren, get ready. What I'm sharing, after the service, angels of the Lord will use men to take your name. In the palaces of this world where you are not known, get ready to be welcomed. I was sent with today's message. That's why it's not in teaching. As many that will receive what I'm sharing, within 7 days, we'll begin to see unusual liftings. He didn't call Solomon. I know what Solomon was not even in the place to talk. Number one, his mother was not a legitimate wife in the first place. Number two, Adonijah was older than him. So where will you talk from? So he kept quiet. Next verse. Then Nathan spake to Bathsheba. Many Nathans are talking this week. Yeah. Even Solomon's mother was not complaining. Solomon was not complaining. Nathan was the one. Nathan was not to be king. But Nathan just came. Look at what he said. As thou not heard that Adonijah is son of again, doth reign. And David does not know. Next verse. He said, come, let me tell you. I pray, let me give you counsel. That thou mayest save thy own life and the life of thy son Solomon. In other words, Adonijah will kill you if he should become king. Next verse. Go and get into the king, King David. Say unto him, did thou not my lord swear? I don't know whether I did or not. Some parts will show as if I've read the story back and forth, the whole story of David. I don't know. But Nathan said, go and tell the king that. Your Excellency, sir, you promised that Solomon will become next king? I remember David was old. Probably dementia. I might not remember everything again. Because Adonijah was reigning and David said nothing. Now, Nathan is saying that, go and tell David that you promised, you swore that Solomon will become king. He said, assuredly, Solomon, thy son, shall reign after time. He shall sit upon my throne. Why is Adonijah reigning and you are not doing anything about it? Next verse. He said, when you are talking to the king, I will come. Palace, and confirm thy words. Next verse. And Bathsheba went to the king's chamber, and the king was very old. And Abishai was ministering to him. Next verse. Bathsheba, if I understand, Bible study is sweet. Bathsheba bowed and did obeisance to the king. And the king said, What wouldest thou? And he said to him, my lord, thou swearest by the Lord God unto thy handmaid. I don't know where he called us. That Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. Next verse. Behold, Adonijah reigned now, my Lord, and thou knowest it not. Next verse. And he has slain oxen, he has invited people, say, but Solomon thy servant he has not invited. Next verse. Thou, O king, the eyes of all Israel are upon thee, that thou should tell them who shall sit on your throne, my Lord. Otherwise, next verse, when you die, they will cause us transgressors. Next verse. And while she yet talked, Nathan the prophet came in. Verse 23. And they told the king, he bowed and said to the king, verse 24. And Nathan said, my Lord king, as thou said. That sounds Yoruba people. You know, he called you, ah, sir, have you said Adonijah is a king? And you didn't tell me your prophets. He said, as thou said, Adonijah will then after me, and he shall stop on my throne. Next verse. For he's gone down this day, and his sacrifice, he has called the priest, called the captain, and they're already saying that God saved the king. Next verse. He said, but me, even thy servant, and Benaiah, Solomon, he has not called. Next verse. Is it done by you? This guy is smart. He said, king, are you the one? I know I'm your friend. You did tell me. So is this coming from you and you are hiding it? That you will not show us who will sit upon your seat. Verse 28. Then the king answered and said, call me Bathsheba. And she came to the king's presence. Now, and stood before the king. Then the king, I believe this was, now this is the real swearing. As the Lord liveth. And when Petra, when they use this statement, it's powerful, this next statement. Who had redeemed me, my soul from all distress? By the time you are 80, you would have gone through things in life. When Jacob wanted to bless Pharaoh, Pharaoh said, how old are you? He said, 130. He said, short but full of evil are my years. And he told Pharaoh, kneel down. He didn't care what Pharaoh, he blessed Pharaoh. Well, maybe he didn't, but he blessed him. You must bow before Pharaoh. But Jacob prayed for Pharaoh like a small person. He said, I'm 130 years old. I double your age. But my life is filled with sorrow. Sorrow. So David said, and the same thing when Jacob wanted to bless two sons of Joseph. He said, the angel that kept me from all my troubles. When an old man pray for you that way, it will do two things. It will elongate your life. Number two, it will deliver you. You will not have the hardship of life like the man. Yes. When a man says to you that, I have seen life, my son, I have suffered. But you know, for doing this, I want to pray for you. What will happen to you is that you will not duplicate the sorrows that the man went through. And there are people listening to that. You might need your parents to pray that prayer for you. Or you might need that. This Gen Z generation with our rudeness, I'm warning. Right? So let's leave that one for now. Amen. As the Lord liveth, to the next verse. Even as I swear to thee by the God of Israel, saying Solomon, he said, even certainly will I do today. Next verse. Then Bathsheba bowed and went and said, kill him. Then next verse. I'll read this whole story and I will end there. And the king said, call me Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah, another captain. Joab was a captain, Benaiah was a captain. Abiathar was a priest, Zadok was a priest. Now, and they came before the king. Next verse. And the king said to them, take with thee Solomon. Let him ride upon my own bow and bring him down to Gion. One day I will explain to you, let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him there and blow the trumpet and say, God save King Solomon. Next verse. And they were doing that. Next verse. Next verse. So they made Solomon king. Next verse. Next verse. Go down more. Next verse. And all the people came and they were rejoicing. The noise was so much that there was like earthquake. Next verse. And Adonijah. Remember, he was doing his own party somewhere out of town. Then this thing, the tide turned against him suddenly. And all his dead were with him. They heard the noise from town louder than their own noise. And when Joab heard the sound of trumpet, he said, what is this noise? Joab, the commander in chief, as a soldier, says, no, where is this noise coming from? And then next verse. Somebody will always be there to explain. This guy
He hurts here. And he hurts here. So he said, behold, Jonathan, the son of Abiathar, priest. That was son of Abiathar. The son of Abiathar was even the one that he said, Adonijah, he said, come in, for you are a valiant man. You'll bring good news. I don't bring good news, though. He said, Jonathan said that, verily, our Lord King David had made Solomon king. Next verse. And the king has sent him with Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet. They have made him to ride upon the king's mule. Next verse. And Zadok said, this is the noise you are hearing now. They are rejoicing. Verse 46. He said, Solomon now sits upon the throne of the kingdom. Next verse. He said, the king's servant already even greeted the king. Lord, king, thank you for transition and everything. And the king bowed himself satisfied on his bed. And next verse, 49. And all the guests with Adonijah rose up and went every man his way. Now, if you read earlier, the Bible says that son of Abiathar came as they just finished eating. Thank God they had finished the food. If I was there, at least I must have finished my food and then we can go. So, every man went his way. Verse 50. And Adonijah feared Solomon, and he rose, and he went to and caught the horn of the altar. Now, in those days, like this altar, there was horn. It was forbidden to shed blood on the altar. So if anybody was afraid of somebody killing him, especially somebody in authority about to kill you, he would run to the altar and would hold the horn. That would mean to the king that if you kill me here, well, your generation will be guilty forever. So they told Solomon that your brother is holding. Solomon said, bring him here. He said, I will only leave the horn. Solomon will swear to me that he will not, because he was planning to kill Solomon. And Solomon was a man of wisdom. He didn't say he will kill him or not. He said, if his wickedness is found in him, he will die. But if he behaves himself, he will live. But you know, soon after that, he died. Yes. He just came to Solomon one day and he said that girl that used to sit on my father's chest, Abishai, give her to me to marry. At least you are the king. And he sent Solomon's mom. And Solomon told the mom, why don't you ask him to become king also? He said, today, Adonijah shall be executed. And they killed him. Now, I want to call your attention to something as I end there. Did you notice that in all the discussions, Solomon was not part of it? Bathsheba, Nathan, the king, Benaiah, every other person, there was no record that Solomon said anything. Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olumaker. There is a story that said that you will not need to say it, you just have to keep quiet. Solomon was just there watching the whole thing. And at the end of the day, he found himself on the seat. Men that were not clamoring for the seat fought for somebody to become king. You see, in 1 Samuel 14, I will only read verse 45. The background story, Jonathan was used to give Israel a great victory. And Saul, because of his irrational oaths, he has said that anybody that will eat today will die. And it turned out to be that Jonathan was not there when he made that vow. Jonathan now saw honey and tasted the honey. And Saul, because he had vowed in the name of the Lord that anybody eating would die, he was going to kill his own son. Because in those days, you don't reverse an oath. And in verse 45, the people said to Saul, the people didn't care was the king. They stood up to him. That was not normal in those days when you worship king. And they said to him, shall Jonathan die? Who had wrought this great victory of salvation for Israel? God forbid, as the Lord liveth, not one ear. Now, Jonathan, I don't have time to go, but check when you are told. When they were trying to ask God whether they should advance in battle, and God did not speak. And Saul said, somebody must have seen. Remember, they swore not to eat anything. But Jonathan was not there when they did. Said somebody must have broken the hedge. And Saul said, I know one of you has seen. That was how he started. He was blaming the soldiers. And he said, let them bring. They used to use Thummim and Urim that time. They will drop them to know And you know, like casting that who has seen. That was how they caught Achan in Jericho. So Saul said, me and my son, I know it's not us. All of you, so you stand on that side. He told the priest, so yeah, cast it. Which side? And the priest said, sir, the soldiers are free. It's between you and your son. And Saul said, I know it's not, but you are between the two of us again. And the thing caught Jonathan. And Saul took, said, Jonathan, what did you do? Jonathan said, well, I didn't know you said nobody should eat. I saw honey. So I just put my staff and tasted a little. Jonathan said it. He said, if you see that verse, he said, now I shall die. He accepted the verdict because he was a soldier. He was not going to embarrass his father by making the father to turn the oath back because they will never respect him as a king again. He accepted the debt, but God used the people. The people that Saul first accused, they said, no way. They said, sir, you might be king. Nothing will happen to this guy today. Now, go back to that verse 45. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See, I'm going to ask us to pray for 1 minute. It's a short prayer. The way God will use men for you this month. Karuze brudi shalimondro kushtalibos. Look at the concluding part. Everybody read it together. So, who rescued Jonathan? The people said, no way. I will close this way. Pastor Dele ministered during the conference, my brother. He just got a place on a lease in UK. I don't know how many sitter, maybe 400, maybe 500, I don't know. He got a place in UK on a lease. If I'm supposed to be with them very soon, and he's been talking to Mr. Adusio. And now, I don't want to sound, but I have to be very careful because so we don't portray people in a wrong. You know the way it is in UK, when you get a property, it's not just between you and landlord. Sam had told me that before. Sam, I preached for Manchester. The community, the government people there, will write the community. Adonai Church wants to come here. They're proposing to get this building. Any objection? And trust some people. Now, when your objections are many, the government will say, even if you have all the money and the landlord wants you, it's not only between you and landlord. It's a policy over there. All churches in the UK, they know this, and many countries. Once they say no, 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 they will read all the objections. And you know what? It's a live stream. They will show you. You are watching. My brother was in another country when he was watching their case being debated. They will look at it. Now, a particular church wrote, the pastor told these people to write against them coming to that place. Yes. And the, I don't know what they call the pastor now, mayor, sat down and the parliament with him. And they will give opportunity of seeing the video. You can watch it from your house. And the case started. So they will review all the things people are saying why you should not be there as a church. And he said, if you have more than 10, you might likely never get the property. And I think they are 30. Now, a man that was not a Christian, a white man that didn't know them, got up. And he said, no. He said, he told the parliament that check very well. All this reports are coming from one source and that the 30 of them came in less than 15 minutes. The mayor never thought about that. Mayor said, he said it means that they wrote from one place and he showed them. You know what the man said that showed them again? He said, you know what? He said, when they summoned the parliament home and sit down, when I got the notification, before I arrived at this meeting, I went by myself to the venue and I found out that a church is the one writing and that the church, I spoke to a landlord and found out the church had offered to get that place, but the landlord said no. He said, so this has nothing to do with government. He said, this is personal beef. And then he began to tell the mayor that the mayor of where my brother was, where my brother is right now, had attended that church before. He said, listen, they are good people. And my brother said, the man listed all the few things they've done and many things that they don't have knowledge of. He said, they did it. Good things. Ah, they did it. He said, he was wondering, I'm the pastor, I'm not aware that way. The man, and so when the pastor, the mayor now check and said, this is true. All these reports are coming from one address. It says we have to be treated as one report. And he said, the man looked and said, any other objection? Said, no. Both. I'll be there next month. Marriage of minister, I'll be there. He said, any other? No objection. Now, this man, they didn't. And he said, the mayor said something very sad. He said, is this supposed to be a church to another church? Now, the man that spoke for them doesn't go to their church, probably doesn't even go to church. He just took it upon himself. Ah, men will stand for, oh God. Parakata labaya. Zuse bradike zu bradika listo. You are at home. Somebody is sitting down on one MD's throat. For you, that he does not know you. Maybe you just barely met, nothing much. What about in panel, the Lord speaking for people? Many people have been rejected. You'll be summoned again. May the name of the Lord defend you. May the Lord defend your family. By raising men to defend you. May the voice of those speaking for you be louder than those who are speaking against you. Somebody begin to pray right now. You know what to pray for.
I will lift up my hands to the hill. Whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord. He will not suffer my faith, my foot will be moved. The Lord I keep at thee.
He will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade. Upon thy right hand, upon by day, nor the moon by night, he shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore. My help, my
somebody just ask God, raise men to defend my cause. Raise voices to speak for me. We are just 5 minutes and then that will be all for today. Please pray. Pray. I'm seeing some praying casually. This kind of prayer, you don't pray like a gentleman. Take advantage of the 5 minutes and pray.
La broto seke balash nalamanda. Suse balamata kabarias. Suse ke balabatose. Mande Gesudo no brosisi, mande Gesu Kalita, 3 more minutes. Somebody pray. Lord, raise voices. Defend me. Defend my name. Defend my family. Raise voices. Raise men. One minute, 30 seconds more. I see a court case being turned around. A case against a family. In Jesus' name. Everybody stretch your hand towards me. Thank you, Father. Father, I stand in your name. You are the helper of men. And you are the one that who raises men. Lord, for everyone here this morning and everybody watching me, this week, raise voices for them. Raise people to speak. Lord, opportunities long gone. Even those who have made mistakes and missed things, let there be recovery by you causing men to speak for them. I see 2 light gates being opened. And they shall not be shut. Your case will be the prevailing case all through the week. Receiving positive attention everywhere. Let the kings of this world begin to think of you as a lie down. Through the ministry of God's mercy, you are highly favored. It's your time. Your Samuel shall come and take you from following sheep to palace. In the name of Jesus. Saul fasted for 3 days, but God sent Ananias to him. Ananias laid his hand on him. His eyes got open and he got baptized in the Holy Ghost. That was the beginning of his ministry. Your Ananias will come. Wave your hands and thank God.
I see virtue. I know that something has gone forth to the people. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to me, everybody. Listen to me. I know that this is the dimension again that next week. Next week might be our last Sunday here. It's a dimension that we are penetrating again next week. I am asking all of you, don't leave anybody at home. And then I've always told you to invite people. If you have cousins, friends, family members, colleagues, and you feel that they should be in this kind of atmosphere, there is no compulsion in the things of God. But if you notice this morning that there's a divine presence and you feel like your people and people that mean a lot to you should be there next week, do not hesitate to extend an invitation to them. Don't just say, I'm inviting you. Let them know why they should be here. Because it will be an explosive service by the grace of God next Sunday. I am suspecting that we start like this and go to another dimension. Because God is set to do something. Nobody must step into match the same way. Give God praise and thank Jesus. Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. You know, we never like to end without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Coming into Christ is beyond joining a church, is beyond a religion. It is joining God's family. And that is done when you believe in Christ Jesus. So I just want to lead you right away now. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died and rose again and that you paid for my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior, and from today I belong to you. If you have said those words, we'll believe you are born again. You are part of God's family right now. You can go ahead and rejoice about it. God bless you. We love you. Stay blessed.